Assembly Speaker Mike Hipch says the partial budget plan will help meet an upcoming deadline to notify schools about their aid for the next year. If that's not met, property taxes could climb by $600 million.
We are 10 calendar days from the deadline that the superintendent has told us. We have the opportunity to stop this property tax increase.
But State Representative Joe Parisi argued Tuesday's action was a waste of time.
It's not real. The Senate has said they're not going to take it up. The governor has said he's going to veto it. And so I'm not going to stand here and pretend at taxpayers' expense that we're voting on something that's going to move.
State Representative Frank Boyle was among many Democrats who accused Republicans of using political stunts to make it look like progress is being made.
The bill we have before us isn't worth addressing, either of the bills, because it's not reality. The reality is, get this conference committee back to committee and get me a budget.
The education funding bill passed on a 70-27 vote, with 20 Democrats voting with Republicans. Another bill limiting local government spending passed 52-45, with only 2 Democrats offering their support. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.